Hiya girls, we are Barney and Lukey and we are the hot young visionaries behind Truffle Pig Wigs.
And this is Cliffhangers, the unofficial, unrequested and unhinged RuPaul's Drag Race recap show.
The views and opinions expressed on Cliffhangers are from a couple of women who just love drag and have zero real business judging it. If you are not a fan of red hot acidic critique, turn back now.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
When you're ready. Always trying to get inside my big opening, it's Barney.
Who believes that? And her ass hair is so thick that when she has diarrhea, it comes out as filtered water. It's Lukey Luck!
Hello, honey.
Hello, LGBTs.
LGBTQEs?
Yeah.
Okay! It's been a while, isn't it?
Hasn't it?
As usual, we have not kept our promises.
No.
We have neither delivered you the Victoria Scone interview, nor just a bonus episode because we're nasty liars. But new year, new us.
And also, do you remember we listened to a tiny... We never listened to the pod back because who would want to listen? But we listened to a tiny section of it back and we were like, right, we'll put... this up and this up and this up. It was just like a whole episode of us being up. Right, we'll put up photos and videos of that. Did that ever happen, Lukey?
No.
No,
we need
sure
actually just like a notepad to write down things when we say we're going to post
some
them.
Accountability is what we need.
I blame the intern, that Maggie. She's not doing a job. So what have we been up to?
I'm hoping you're going to tell us because...
Well, in terms of D to the R to the A to the G, we have two new reigning queens, Miss Isis Couture taking the Canadian crown.
Yeah.
Also, Dali, not sure you'd call them a queen, but they are our new Dragula monster monarch.
Love
and
you.
Both top fours in Dragula and Canada season two, I would have been happy for any of them to win. They were both
and
really good.
For them to tag team you as well.
So many hotties in Dracula and so many lookalikes in Canada's Drag Race. We had two of them basically trying to be Gigi Good.
Yeah.
One was actually Latrice Royale and Pythia is basically Crystal Method.
Yeah.
So
it's got to the point, it's so secular in Drag Race now that it's just like, by the law of averages, like someone is going to look identical to someone else.
I mean, we've already got Aquaria back in this season 14.
I'm so glad you said that. It's like the first thing I thought. I was like,
Aquaria.
Well, hot damn.
What else? We have done a video
Christmas.
For the London Wig Academy. If you want to learn how to...
Oh yeah, we're going to post about that today, aren't we?
If we remember. If we
I'm not going to promise anything. We have done a... online seminar for digital marketing strategy for creatives. Yeah, if you're a makeup artist, if you're a wig stylist, if you're really anything in the creative industry,
just a girl about town.
Yeah, and you need to put your digital marketing strategy online to make sales. You need our seminar. It's only £50 on the London Wig Academy. We are what? I'm a motherfucking marketing genius.
We be moguls up in her. We done a murder mystery that Barney curated.
Yeah.
I wasn't the murderer,
I
did
really
get it right.
Really giving him a little insight into our actual personal lives.
All right, I'll stop.
Yeah.
Well, should we get started then? Actually, before we start.
What?
How pressed are you from like a fluffy cloud bun to a full-on pressed panino? That we've got to stream this and it's not on Netflix.
Yeah, I'm
easy breezy.
Livid. Absolutely.
What a waste of our time.
And also, what a way to alienate your crowd. Like, it's really, really obvious to us when we do our podcast. When just giving you a little insight into the back end here, because I know
we've known about your back end.
Yeah, I know a couple of you been sniffing around my back end for quite some time. That when we do a podcast about a season that is on like BBC Three, for example, Fuego. People be mad for it. People be loving it. But if you lazy, sloppy bottoms have got to stream it, then the podcast doesn't do as well because people can't be asked to go and find it.
No.
So you're really alienating like your global market. It's fucking nuts. And who the fuck would be paying for World of Wonder premiere?
No. Well, usually Willem... Well, I think on All Stars, Willem downloaded like the Paramount Plus thing and then was just like, DM me for the password. I'll give out as many as I can. Like, you shouldn't have to pay for this. I can expense this for work.
Yeah, good.
But as
and it's a
we...
Big butt.
Yeah, well, it's a flat butt on my account. Yeah. But room to pad. Let's go with the entrance looks. Coming in, giving me classic PR style,
100%.
Is Alyssa Hunter treading them same boards as Jessica Wilde, Yara Sofia, just... You can tell
Alexis Mateo, you better put some respect on.
You can tell a Puerto Rican straight away from the beat and the funky, funky fashions.
You better put some respect on Barbie's name.
Barbie.
Our PR queens have brought us excellence thus far.
Yeah.
And if there's one thing they will bring us, it's that crimped hair, honey.
Crimped
it's
hair.
It's the patch hair.
I didn't really understand the link between the pelts, the kind of gingham-y plaid pattern and the floral pattern coming together in
She's
one.
She's a hunter.
She's hunted She's down the florals. Cancer. She's hunted down the
yeah,
plaid.
It was confusing, but it made sense in the world of drag, which is a horrible thing to say. It's like, was it fashion? No. Was it stylish? No. But it made sense for drag? Terrible.
So cute in confessionals.
Also, did you think that the boy hair is giving scarily BE 2009 mini mohawk era?
I think we'll need to
start that list.
Fuck, I need a note.
The first thing that I thought when she came up is that actually looks like me.
What?
Not facially. Not facially. Wow. Them eyebrows.
Wow, this new year, new you, really changing shit. So, sorry. First thing is the Alyssa Barney hair head to head.
Yeah, I'll find a fantastic picture that will really back up that point. But yeah, I'll give it a 7. I thought, do you know what? That's drag.
Rose, that's my favorite.
That's my favorite thing to say. Anytime that anyone's even got a wig on, it is drag, though.
To be fair, it is drag. I gave it 6.5 because I didn't quite like the beat.
Halfies. No,
you know I'm a halfie.
You do. Sometimes I go into.
I'm Mezzo Italiano. That's why.
Next up, we have Bosco.
I need to pledge my allegiance to the brows.
These
90s tribal tattoo brows.
Absolutely fucking obsessed with them. They're so good.
So sick. Yeah. See them on a Truffle Pigs shoot coming to you soon.
ASAP. Loved the makeup. Such a limp dick entrance line. What? So, there was quite a few of them that were just like, hello, I'm here.
What did she say?
I can't even remember. It's just, she wasn't hamburger phone, was she?
That was Orion's story.
Orion's story. She was like, I can't remember what it was. I'm going to have to look it up. But it was just like so, it was so shit. Like it was long and she tapered out. Like she had no conviction whatsoever. Can we discuss the market for Sylvia Plath spoken word numbers? Because I think you're going to need to keep them in Seattle, baby girl.
I barely have a grasp on who Sylvia Plath is. Some kind of feminist writer or something.
I mean, not specifically feminist. Like famously married to... with Ted Hughes, the other poet. She's a poet and a writer.
I don't know who he is.
Wrote The Bell Jar and famously killed herself by putting her head in the oven.
Oh, that's a long one,
long
isn't
game.
It?
Yeah.
What, from the heat or the gas?
A bit both.
Were head. Hansel and Gretel involved?
Head on fire.
My head is on fire.
But she's like a very famous poet and writer, but famously very miserable. Which is why Sylvia Plath's spoken word, I don't think it's hitting for the honeys, I'm not going to lie to you.
Well, they said that to Tati and look what happened.
But that's comedy. That's entertainment. Like, I'm going to need to find a video of these Sylvia Plath's spoken words.
I loved the horns. I like the whole vibe. I couldn't believe the difference out of drag.
Oh my God.
Literally insane.
That is literally, I have sat next to that person at a Bristol squat party.
Yeah.
Like that is.
From Wurzel Gummidge to supermodel. Yeah. I love it. That's so sick.
That's the drag dream.
Yeah. Giving me full on Aquaria.
Oh my God. Like literally like.
But not to take away from her.
Not to diminish the light.
No, but. Like what? I wish I looked like Aquaria.
I wish you looked like Aquaria.
I gave 7.5.
I gave 8. I thought it was great. I did think it looked a bit plain, but sometimes plain and elegant is the way to go. The only thing is, though, is...
Well, you didn't like that on Crystal Versace last season, did you?
Yeah, I did. How dare you? How dare you embarrass me in front of the pod? No, sometimes elegance and... but one thing I would say, the horns. Very horny season. Lot of horns.
Yeah. But Gigi wore 2 helmets in her first episode.
Yeah, but... how would you have felt if someone else wore a helmet as well on that season?
Who else wore horns?
Cornbread wore them in her look, in her Meet the Queens look.
Oh, I have not.
And then also, I feel like there has been another one because I feel like when I saw Cornbread, I was like, oh, they're wearing them as well. I feel like it may be in like another thing, like the promo look or something someone's wearing.
Taste must be sitting there like, well, wow. Fucking Tastemaker, I'd say.
Tastemaker! Oh, behave.
Next up, Cornbread... the snack, jeté. What's that? Is that ballet?
Jeté, it means jump, to throw. French, but it is a ballet. The ballet move, really.
Can you show me and I'll describe?
I can't because I can't get up. I'm sort of wedged in behind this mic.
What do they call it? Landlocked ears.
Yeah.
I was very into the golden perm rods in
me
the
too.
Hair. Very sort of showing you the inside, but in a fashion-y
Can
way.
I also say, energy done right. She, like, this, you know how, like, Silky came in and she was like, I want to be the energy in the room. And people were like, that's a lot of energy, girl.
Oh, yeah, which is like, when I say this, everyone has to go,
fuck you. Yeah. Cornbread was the energy in the room straight away. Just like, that is how you come in. Just straight away, I was like smiling. I was like, yes, I love her. Mm. I'm obsessed with her.
Love the gap tooth.
Yeah.
Always.
You love a little Lauren Hutton moment, don't you? The outfit felt a bit Jaden Dior Fierce, early 2K studded DJ outfit.
A little.
IMHO.
But. That was kind of my first thought, but then I looked at it and it's like, okay, so it's like a leather jacket made a dress, but then you've kind of like exaggerated the
I'm gonna go out on a wild step and say it was pleather.
I mean, it probably was.
Yeah, that's a fetishist. That's a big deal.
Just trying to think, what's worse, pleather or leather? Because pleather, you're just creating more plastic, and leather, you're just skinning more cows.
Maybe leather,
we just don't use shiny
obviously
products.
Pleather, because leather's hot in both ways. Like, leather's sexy. Pleather
remains
is,
to be
pleather
seen.
Is not. Pleather is Jaden Dior Fierce.
If you can't rock pleather, you're not just sexy from within. Anyway, I gave it seven truffles.
SFW. I like the beat. Seven for cornbread. I gave it five. And I love her. Mm. Next up, we have Willow Pill. Groundbreaking, never been done before. Genius, intellectual, finger on the button. Listen, my little good sis knew exactly what she was doing. The tribal tramp stamp, the anklet, the label hanging out. Cut.
Well, she got me. She actually.
I got me, girl.
Because initially, I couldn't tell if this was like a bit, like a character, or if like that's her best drag. But because, you know, we've seen some low rent honeys in the past. But
low rent honeys, low value drag queen.
But having seen her talent and then obviously after that had to go and follow her immediately and then looking through her Instagram pictures, is like, she is that bitch. Like,
she has the body of a 14-year-old
gymnast. I'm obsessed with her. And I thought, well, the flip-flop thing would be so clever because immediately they were totally underestimating her, like
100%.
Whatever. And she's just like,
and also, as well, you know that that's the thing that like people always like really go to the shoes and they're like, cheap shoes, low shoes, whatever. And to wear a flip flop is like so like putting
fuck
a spotlight on you being like, I'm going to wear some Skechers. Listen, the girls that get it, get it. And the girls that don't. And if you don't get it, you ain't that girl.
Yeah, so. I really wanted it to be a thing. I was so like, I was like, please don't let this just
just like really,
but yeah.
I saw a great meme that was like, rise up mall queen drags, and it was like Jujubee coming in and then like Dida Ritz coming in, just like a lineup of them all like so good.
I just came in my normal clothes. I gave her a 7.5 trust.
I gave her a 9. So it was absolutely fantastic. We've got to a point in Drag Race where it's like people coming in good drag is so boring. Like when someone comes in, I'm like, oh, good, you look nice. Like whatever. I'd much prefer the introduction to be like, this is me taking the piss. Like,
yeah.
Fantastic. Loved it. Next up, we have Miss Kerry Colby herself.
Can I get a, oh my God, please.
Oh my God.
My new viral obsession for damn sure.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I forgot to breathe. I nearly swallowed my own tongue.
Yeah, literally Willow's face was the
world. Yeah.
Slack jaw.
I was fighting for my absolute life. I was like,
honestly. And right. Then obviously loving all the Gia Gunn stuff. Should we explain that quickly?
Please, thank God. Thank God. Gia.
Well, when I first saw it, there'd only been one reply. So Gia Gunn had done like a tweet being like, wow, like, isn't it great now that there's kind of like trans artists are able to just go in as trans people? I mean, obviously, I'm rewording this.
Yeah, trans people are able to go in as trans people.
Which is, yeah, like, they don't
trans
have to.
People.
They don't have to, like, come out later or whatever. Just like, what lovely how great of her to have made the way for all these other trans...
so happy to see a trans person
let's hear the actual
season of Drag Race. The doors that I've opened.
Cut to, got Mick saying...
I love my fake season. Cut to, Kylie Sonique Love just posing a photo of her going, huh?
From All
Cut
Stars.
Cut to, Miss Peppermint going, okay, girl. And then cut to, and my name Cornbread. Let me find out what Cornbread said. And everyone's just like, some of us demean. There's a photo of Marsha P. Johnson saying, I couldn't have done all of that if Gia Gunn had opened the doors. Someone put comment on it saying, Gia Gunn threw the first tilapia at Stonewall. I mean,
loved it, honeys.
I mean, I literally. I mean, the thing is, if there's one thing Miss Gia is going to do, it's be delusional.
And give you the
God bless her. Yeah, she's the best. What would we do without people like her? But I do need to tell you what Cornbread said, which was absolutely killer.
And in the meantime,
yeah,
Kerry was like, big boobs, no waist, big butt. Surely you want a waist? You don't want no waist.
No waist. Maybe she means like no waist, like all the waist skin taken off. so funny. But I really need to find this. What Cornbread said, I'm just waiting for Gia Gunn to tweet about how she opened the doors for MJ Rodriguez to win a Golden Globe. All because she saw a globe at the front of a geography book in middle school. Oh, absolutely fucking fantastic.
Initially, I wanted to give Kerry Colby a never-seen-before record 25 truffles. But then I took a step back and realised I don't really love your outfit. So,
wow.
It's for me an 8.
I get it. It wasn't... No ground was broken. But I just thought it's a message. And it was as an overall look with the horror, with the makeup. Do you see one eye blue, one eye pink?
Of course.
For the chance. Yeah. I thought it was, sure, I liked it. I actually gave it a 9. We're both cracking up because we're like, it wasn't my favourite. 9 out of 10. I also loved the very early on the Sasha Colby name drop. Mm-hmm. Oh, Miss Continental. One of the most famous Miss Continental winners ever. Yeah, mother. That all felt very cute.
Do you want to tell the honeys anything about...
About Sasha Colby and her legacy of, I mean, the House of Colby. It's just one of the most famous, I think, are they Miami based?
I thought they were Hawaii.
Oh, yeah, of course, she does say that later. Just one of the most famous, Sasha Colby is a very, very famous Miss Continental winner and had, well, you're the Padge expert.
I listen to Padge Pod.
Yeah. And she has an incredible talent that's very famous where she danced in. It's absolutely incredible. But very famous house. And there's about 4 or 5 of them very like high profile Colbys.
Gorgeous, gorgeous girls.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're just ethereal earth angels, I believe. And I gave it a 9. Next up, we have Miss June Jambalaya.
Jambalaya.
It do take nerve.
How so?
Southern savage is what she said.
There was one bit, I guess it's later on, and yeah. I was going to make a note of it, but then I didn't. But I'm going to say it now. It's in the chat with Rue. She calls herself Clatchit, classy and ratchet. It's like,
are we?
Just say you're bougie as well and be a savage. Like you say you came in, you mentioned Meghan, but then to just be like, do you know what I mean? It just seemed a bit weird. Like you're half jumping on the savage bandwagon, but then like not fully.
She looked like she was ready for the 4:25 jazzercise class down at the local rec center. Like it was such a confusing look. She had on like an 80s sort of like elasticated like jumpsuit. I don't but then no body, and then the hair was flat. That really wasn't for me.
I was very confused because at first I guess the lighting made the undertop didn't look pink. It looked kind of more like a beige. So I thought, is that just a really bad mismatched nude illusion?
Wow.
But then I looked on her Insta and it is the same pink as in the Poochie. So I kind of got that. But then like those sketty straps were so outrageously thin. I would love to have it been just body underneath and just given us that. Do you remember the Kylie Sonique Love nipple jeopardy we had? Imagine that again, just with those teeny tiny little straps.
Giant burger nipples poking out.
Well, ideally not. But yeah, and then yeah, the very top heavy. I did like I do like a bit of Pooch though, so I
don't think it was Poochy. I'm gonna call that out.
Well, Paul Brent said she's a label queen. She spends all her money on clothes, basically.
I don't think.
I don't think you could come on and say this is Poochy if it's not for no, to get you could called be like out my, so hard.
People do it all the time. Like my new way Dior dress, my like Chanel suit. Like people say it all the time because it's inspired by it. Like the cut is supposed to look like it or whatever.
Obviously, she was just, like literally like this. She wasn't like this is my Poochy style thing. She's like this is Poochy.
Really?
Yeah.
It just isn't. The thing is that's so famous about Emilio Pucci, it's like a Versace. Like they have such specific prints that are so well known, and it just like wasn't even like a bright print. Like they're so known for like vivid, in the same way that Versace is like vivid bright color, like of an like 80s, like of an era, like. And it just like wasn't even that. So it'd be like coming in like sort of like a blue plain dress and being like, "This is my Versace." It's like, okay, what? Like, do you know what I mean? It's like, if you need to say that it's Poochy, that means it's ugly and that you're resting on the fact that it's Poochy.
Well, I think it just means that she doesn't really have any sense of style. She just cares if it's a name that she can drop.
Yeah, it was just, for me, this type of drag is, I really don't, this is lazy drag to me. I really don't like this type
LG.
Of drag. Yeah, I really don't like this type of drag.
Would you say you're hashtag team chunky?
Always. I love a chunk.
Chunky till I die.
Also, as well, like
Kit Kat chunky.
If you've got the curves and swirls in the right place, and you can pad and suck and tuck and stuff, and your actual body is your body, oh heaven, absolute heaven. But she wasn't wearing anybody, right?
She had natural butt, and unless she's padded them shoulders, which I don't know.
Oh, you do want them shoulders to match them hips.
Yeah. It is preferable.
I gave the Southern Savage a 4.
I gave it 6.5.
6.5.
I don't like to cuss out the girls so early on.
I'm not cussing them out. I'm just saying that the drag isn't for me.
No.
Next up, we have Orion Story. Now, I don't know a single bad bitch who likes to dab. And we've got to let this go, girls.
Did she dab?
She dabbed.
In what part?
She came in. She said her weird line. Hi, is that RuPaul? I'm looking to get in contact with you about your car dealership. Blah, blah, blah. No? Okay.
Come on, Boots.
And then went and dabbed.
Mental.
What? In 2022, dabbing still in a chokehold. Why?
I don't know. Maybe trying to appeal to the straight audience.
I beg thee. Let it go. Let it go. I gave Orion a 7. I thought this was, I like the beat. I thought it was interesting.
Definitely, I thought it was fun. I like the beat.
I really had nothing. I also gave it a 7, but I really had nothing to say about it. I was like, I like the wig. I like the fact she made it all.
It didn't really hit for me, but it was good. It was like, there was an effort made.
Yeah, it was like, you could tell that she doing some like DU-esque kind of like crystallization and
she
stuff.
Had an interesting perspective. I think it lacked like finesse. I think like the cuts of it all, there was just a lot going on, especially with the hamburger.
It's like, it could have made like certain choices to elevate certain bits.
Yeah, it looked a tad messy, but I really appreciate that A, she made it, and that there was a lot going on, because if you look at June Jambalaya, there was nothing going on. So it's like, I'd rather have too much than too little. Love these staggered intro episodes, because we get a real sense of the gals.
I like a split beaver. I like a split premiere.
Yeah, exactly. Let's head into the first ever challenge, which is the spinning. This gets announced. The spinning wheel photo shoot.
No.
I wrote down and I thought, I don't even need to ask you. Would you do well at a spinning wheel challenge?
I hate being upside down so much. Luckily, if I get tricked into it, I can work with it. Because this doesn't make any sense. For example, when we went to Harry Potter World in the Warner Brothers thingy in America, I thought I was getting on the little like baby ride. Like, oh, this is cute. And then we like sat down and then just like over the shoulders, and then like your flooring moves away. And I just like looked at Buddha, I was like, I don't think this is a baby ride. And then it was like the most extreme upside down helter skelter.
And you enjoyed it.
And for the rest of the day, I was going on the upsideys, but it's only like it's that day only, and then I will have to be tricked into
edge
it again.
You into it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let me tell you, going upside down, I'm a Drenny junkie. 100p, I would be great at this.
Ugh.
I'd be giving you, it just doesn't like faze me.
I just don't, I've never liked it. I don't even like doing a forward roll.
No. the terrifying grip of a forward roll.
Although a backbend is okay.
Yeah. I need to say it right here, right now. Alyssa Hunter has a breathtaking face. In this, when I saw her in the studio light, I was like, she is stunning. Like, she's, do you know who she really reminds me of? You know, La Grande Dame, the French queen. She gives that sort of like very, like, she's supermodel beauty. There, I said it.
Okay, I have to disagree.
I can barely spot the GAY homo underneath. Like, when she's in paint, like, gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous.
And what part are you talking about in this? Oh, this entrance look still.
No, the spinning challenge.
Yeah, but it's an entrance look still.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Absolutely cracked me up that Rue was like, had no understanding of what is in jambalaya. Absolutely not. No. Lime, lemon, like... Honey.
I'm sure there's a bit of celery in there, to be honest.
Where is she from? Oh, she's from Georgia. That's the South. They would eat jambalaya in the South. We ate jambalaya in the South, didn't we?
Well, we had it in New Orleans. Yeah. I don't know. I think it's...
New Orleans.
It's a specific... What state is that in again?
Louisiana.
Louisiana, yeah.
Louisiana, Glam.
It's Louisiana next to Georgia.
It's like right near it. But I mean, it's a Southern state. Florida's
a Southern state.
But it's Southern soul food.
Like, I feel like it's jambalaya. Look at us just...
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Fighting about stuff we actually don't even know about. it was cracking me up whenever it was spinning around because you could just see Simone's little face, like,
in between everyone's posts. Hearing Rue do that baby voice, that was unsettling, to say the least. I need that to stop.
Can we settle something?
One. Yeah.
So is Willow Pill a play on Little Pill? No. Or is RuPaul just having a stroke?
Having a stroke every single episode.
And like Willow's just like, ha ha ha.
I think she's like, she's getting her Ellie Diamond moment. So she's like, I'm just glad. No, she's not having an Ellie Diamond moment.
Lawrence Chaney.
Yeah, so she's
Ivy
glad.
Ivy Winters.
Yeah, she's glad. She's like, look, she clearly likes me enough to make a stupid name for me.
Mm.
Okay, I'll just go with it. Willow Pill. Like, Willow Pill. That's her name. First name Willow, last name Pill. Not
Willow Pillow.
Like, oh God, stop it, please.
What about Kerry and that chiffonography?
I mean,
they were setting us up for a switcheroo there, weren't they?
I thought Bosco just looked so serene and incredible. Like, couldn't, it kind of like took my breath away. I was like, fuck, like, just like, she looked so sort of just like elegant as she was turning. I was
she's
like,
so fucking quick as well, so funny and fast.
Yeah, absolutely love her. And I really liked this as a first challenge because I think it really loosened the gals up.
Well, we haven't done that for a while. It used to be like, go and stand and get blasted by a wind tunnel or like get dunked in a fucking water tank. It's been way too easy on the girls.
Yeah. I like a bit of Drenny for the, which is absolutely fantastic.
So then the gals are in the workroom after being told that they've all got to do a talent show.
It is time to separate the haves and the have-nots.
The wheat and the
chaffs. And I have not. Rickets.
What would your talent be?
Singing, I think. I think especially... Oh, fuck. Absolutely. Especially now that... Can we just give them a fucking round of applause that they're now licensing out music for the girls? Loved it.
I don't know what you mean.
Well, before they're like, well, first of all, a moment's silence for Coco Montrese, who had to give us that fucking Dame Vera Lynn pining for her soldier boyfriend rather than a 9-minute Janet Jackson mega mix, which is what she wanted to do.
Oh, you mean so now, like, if the girls have a song, they can do it to it?
There was Enya, there was Anaconda, like... If you want to use a song. So if you're like an impersonator, for example, you can use that music. If you're like a singer, you could sing someone's song.
I'm just trying to work it out because they've always used the different songs in the lip sync. So what they just couldn't be bothered to pay extra.
It's just more money, isn't it? You have to pay. And someone was saying that like, for example, Enya is renowned for like, she doesn't license out her music and it's really expensive when they do. And that people are saying like, oh, Nicki Minaj, that's a very recent song that was at number one. That would be expensive. So it's obviously something shifted, maybe like a partnership with Apple or something. I don't know, like, but
Cash App apparently.
That's so good. That's
well,
so
like,
sick.
I was thinking because initially when I watched it the first time, I was like, I would go home. I haven't got a talent. But then you were like, oh no, obviously you do burlesque. And then I was thinking, but like, how shit if you have like a routine and you have to do it to just like random, yeah, like whatever music. But that, yeah, if you can use your own tracks for like...
Sick. Yeah. Sick. So I would sing, but I would do... Obviously, I wouldn't just park and bark. I'd like sing and make it into a way that was...
What would you sing?
Gorgeous,
can we have a couple of
gorgeous,
bars?
Gorgeous, but stupid. I don't know what I'd sing.
Can we have a couple of bars or something? No.
I was really trying to think of a song there. And I was like, happy birthday. Maybe I'd sing There Be Bluebirds Over the White Cliffs of Dover, just to really hammer in that I'm a British queen and I love Britain.
I don't even know what that is.
You're a liar. There'll be bluebirds over. It's like a wartime song. It's like the furthest removed I could be from a song ever.
The only wartime one I know is We'll Meet Again.
Oh my God.
Anywho, Kerry is so fucking likable.
And fit.
So, well, obviously. But just like her one-liners and confessionals are going to get us through the season.
And when she was just sitting chatting to Rue as well, and she was just like,
yeah.
On so a level, natural. On a part. Yeah, just like, I love when that really sets me at ease. You know, like Willow Peel was just like, I'm obviously going to like shit myself when, even anytime anyone comes near them. Mm. But like, Kerry was just sitting there, just like, chatting, just being an earth angel.
Although I did love Willow's things like get crystals in my eyes. It's very glamorous.
I just can't get over how Willow went from literal like Lizzie McGuire to Chucky, like the switcheroo of what they look like in and out of drag. It was just like, that is a 14-year-old, that is it's a doll, like a 6-year-old doll,
but with the face of an 80-year-old. Someone's, I'm very confused.
Someone on Twitter said she looked like Aunt Hilda, and I now can't unsee it. Like the close to, from Sabrina.
Which version?
The old one. The face.
Yeah. Should I put a picture of Aunt Hilda on the
notes? When I heard Cornbread say that she was doing competitive eating as well, the noise I made was ungodly. I was like, if that bitch is actually going to sit and eat 150 hot dogs, I'm going to pass out.
That would have been so good.
The greatest ever.
Also, real funny as well to like
throw them off.
Yeah.
A ruse. Loved. Did you hear? Did you clock? She designed the House of Colby. Designed. Mm. Obviously, that's a fantastic way to say it. Mm. Like, oh, there was real method to the madness, weren't there? I need to say, them terrifying raccoon hats. You know how I feel about raccoons. I don't like seeing it on my TV. I'm going to write in.
I've got more to say about fur later on.
Well, of course, that wasn't real fur, though.
It fucking looked real. What? It made That's me feel actually sick.
Expensive fur looks like. Let's just hope, let's do a prayer circle now that the Willow Peel, he said it 4 times in that one section. He needs to know every time he says that a baby dies. I can't listen to that the whole season.
I don't
season.
Think he cares about babies.
I can't listen to it the whole
using their
season.
Blood to rejuvenate himself.
True. Then we head into Elimination Day, where the girls are just, they're up in the mirrors, just having a mad old time, getting ready for the performances.
Ding dong. Guess who's here?
Who?
Lizzo.
Oh, she just looks so radiant and felt it in my shonda. Come on. Consider that claimed, patented and silk pressed onto T-shirts. Mm-hmm. That is absolutely fantastic. Don't you find it so bizarre when queens talk so passionately about their connection with Jesus? It's like...
I find it weird when anyone does.
But like, your queens... You're the fam. And it's like, we understand everything about each other. We are part of the queer family. And then when so many Americans are just like, oh God, because Jesus, I love Jesus so much. It's just like, wow, like that feels so, like such a separation.
Mm. I thought it was really, really interesting what Karen Cormier was saying about how like, no one needs Jesus more than the South and the people that think they've already got it. And it's like, so true. Like some of the most hateful people are the ones that would be like, oh my God, but yeah, Jesus, he just tells us to live a nice life, do unto others. And that's like, no, you're psycho and you're evil.
Absolutely. I'm so glad. What I love to see is I was going to say glow up, like she's not glow up at all, but like Lizzo first came in as like basically an unknown artist. She'd had like one or two tracks out that had done okay. And it's like, she's gone from like being someone that was like, oh yeah, Lizzo, like just on a bit of a low level, to now she's like, she's joined the ranks of like being the first person on the episode, like Gaga, like Miley, like someone that comes in into the workroom and they're like Nikki. The A-list. Yeah, Nikki.
Well, she's
like,
on the same par as Alicia Keys, who's on the next episode.
The A-list person. Mm. And it's like, that's what we love to see. Should we have a little break?
Let's do it.
Let's ride.
New season. Mm-hmm. New year. New me. New wig?
Truffle Pig Wigs, your one-stop shop for all your synthetic wig needs. Head over to www.trufflepigwigs.co.uk. because it's the new year and you need a new wig.
This is a really shit one, by the way.
Please welcome back to the stage, Cat Walk.
Inspired by
Should
Ru's performance.
Should we get rid of this bit? Because it's so shit.
Maybe. We're really reaching
we are
now, aren't
really
we?
Really scraping the bottom of the barrel. And especially when you hear my one. I stole off someone off Twitter.
Oh, dear. At least I'm thinking of mine. Ready?
Presented to the stage.
Hang on.
Okay. Presenting to the stage, Miss Laura Vertraction.
Oh, dear.
What are we like? But we're back on the main stage and there is a new motherfucking main stage song. Thoughts and prayers on Catwalk.
I was very into the boys.
Oh, my God.
Especially when
we'll
they did the bums.
We'll get on
and
that.
I love the one that did the little spoken word rap bit. Loved
gushy,
him.
Gushy, my bussy.
I'm a straight up rapstress.
I need to know who the choreographer is now that Miss Toddy Rockstar is banished and disgraced.
In the pit with old, what's his name?
Lucian Pianyanyans.
Yeah. And Santino.
Oh my God. It is not. It's
the
like,
men who have scored.
It's like
RuPaul.
The Kardashian family. You know, everyone's like, anyone that goes anywhere near the Kardashian women becomes like, you know, like every single one of them has had like severe drug problems.
I don't know about them.
Well, there's apparently like each one of their husbands, which is actually, I'm sure, true because, you know, there's that. Who's the white one?
The one that's quite good looking, Scott something.
Yeah, he's like had like huge drug problems. Then all of Khloe's husbands have like nearly overdosed. And then obviously Kanye living in a prison of his own making. Like, or basically all the men that are ever. And then obviously the father has died. Rob is like had to go out of the spotlight because he's like gone mental or whatever. Like, sorry, me just like trivializing all of their mental health. It's just like, they're all crazy.
I feel like a lot of just rich people probably are crazy and on drugs,
but it's just like literally every single man has just had that. And now obviously Astroworld fiasco, like it's not looking good. It's basically like that, just like any man that ever comes in to apart from, well, man, Ross Matthews
and Carson, we'll see. Well, RuPaul's
well, isn't
clearly
Carson gone,
is he?
I don't know, he hasn't been on there.
And it
for
looks like Ru's been starving, poor old thingy.
Oh my God, whatever
starving him
tropical
death.
Viral infection he's had that has snatched that body. Give it to me pronto.
I'd like to thank the tapeworm.
What about the close-up on the dancer's flies being open? Did you notice that?
I didn't.
Unnecessarily bullying.
I didn't. Because should we get a screenshot of the fly,
please? That's the sort of thing that you would be fired for, and they well know that. So I thought this new dreamy track from Miss Mummers, I thought she ate it the fuck up. I thought it was quite a banger for old Miss Rubella. No?
I am often a fan of the RuPaul songs.
You are.
I found this to be
but
a bit
not a fan of not a fan of everybody.
I mean, still am. I still me faves. Yeah, I just thought this was a bit nothing really.
What about you can listen, you can dress the stage, you can put a new track on, you can have four dancers, but her in the middle of the stage giving you that old lady two-step. She is the president of the rhythmless nation. But if there's one thing that she can do, that old bitch, she can walk. Not for much longer maybe, but she can, when she puts her mind to it and she puts all 7 foot of her and gives us a catwalk, I think.
Okay. She's got a Fitbit on. She's trying to get the steps in.
You got to. I think that Ross Matthews now looks like a cast member of the Mickey Mouse Club. He's literally like, he looks like 11 years old. So young, so thin, so taut, like.
I miss the old one.
You ain't fuck me, you fuck the old body. yeah, he, Why do you miss old Chunky Ross?
I don't know. He seems more
happy.
I don't know.
Is he okay with himself?
Maybe the slimmer face makes him look a bit older.
Oh, I think he looks like a child. Like he literally looks like a young, like a yeah.
Maybe you've got shit in your eyes.
True. Then, so we move on to the CNTs, which all they need is you. Which is actually a joke that we've used many a time. It's,
just had to get that little dig in there.
Oh, well, I was just surprising. I was like, that's a really, if we've used it many times, that means it's a really fucking basic joke.
But I can't call it the CUNTs, can they?
Nah, well.
I wish they would.
Yeah. I'm just so happy that they're licensing this music now. But obviously Coco Montrese, fuming. And I get it.
But people had to fall so that they could know there was a problem.
So the new Supreme, yeah. Mm. Let's talk the CNTs. Let's talk the performing answers. First up, we have Miss Junie J. Mm. What was your thought?
my main thought was, I loved Lizzo's facial reactions to it.
So nothing about her actual performance, just about
that's
the reaction.
Just my first one.
Okay.
Obviously, the headband was annoying.
Them tiny styling mishaps, they just override everything, don't they? Is that all you remember?
And I just wish she had like more traditional hair rather than like a little Ari princess pony.
Did you clock the atmospheric bull rushes as the set?
Pussy Willows, I believe we're referring to them.
I don't think they are Pussy Willows.
They're not bull rushes. Bull rushes are in a river.
Yeah, like I know bull rushes from in Egypt. That's where little Moses was found, in the bull rushes.
God, you're giving me lots of like Jesus today.
Oh, you know me, honey. My connection with the big man upstairs.
I gave it a 6.
I gave it a 5. I just thought
undergarment. Yeah. Oh, everything Michelle said. Yeah. Why are you wearing white woman's hair?
White woman's hair.
Do you know what I mean? Like European hair. It just seemed a bit. Wasn't really sure how to phrase this, but I guess here I am.
Wow.
Like, if you're giving me African dance, I'd really like you to carry it through and like all the way. Do you know what I mean?
There was with the traditional music and obviously like creating a set that felt traditional. Mm. Do you know what it was? It's often when living in a white supremacist world. When people offer up their culture, it feels like you can't properly critique it. If something like when you think of like Gia Gunn or whatever doing her like
kabuki,
like it doesn't feel like you can properly critique it because it feels like if someone's offering up their culture, it feels disrespectful.
Mm.
So there was an element of that when I was doing it that was like I don't really feel comfortable critiquing it because I don't really know African dance that well. So it's like, what have I got to say?
I know even less than you.
Yeah. Like, what have I got to say about it, really and truly? But from like a dance perspective, you know, like she was like, oh, I'm a dancer and the way that I'm going to fuck these girls up is show them what I can do.
Mm.
From a dance perspective, it wasn't that good.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know. Like, again, it's like, don't tell everyone you're going to be amazing. Be amazing. But,
yeah.
So I was just a bit disappointed because I thought, okay, we're about to get the dance performance. Because if you're a dancer, when have we seen someone be like, I'm a dancer and they dance?
Not that I can think of. Yeah, it's the kiss of death usually, isn't it?
Ain't that the truth, Ruth? But yeah, I mean, it was what it was, but I don't want to be too disrespectful about it. Next up, we have Bosco. I loved the idea. I don't know whether this is, as our resident burlesque expert, I don't know whether this is more common in burlesque and I have just never seen it. But I love the idea of like shedding as something other than human.
Well, if you paid attention to me in UK season 2 podcast, when Veronica Green came out in her Lancashire Rose dress, I said how there's a burlesque girl called Millicent Binks who had one where she's a rose and she took off the petals. It was literally
that exact thing.
But hers was better.
Why?
Because Bosco's was kind of just like just around the thing.
Yeah.
Hers was like a hat and like the skirt was like she was a full rose and like the roses were like big, thick, like velvet, like pillows almost. That was fucking
I didn't love the undergarment as well when she was like, before she became fully nude, then she was just in sort of like an overbust nude corset, but it wasn't stoned. It wasn't just like, that felt a bit like a wasted thing.
I don't know if they cut it weird or something, but so I don't really want to speak on it too much, but as the resident burlesque expert, it did feel like...
quick.
Yeah, there was no tease. There was no like performance or anything. It was just like, oh, I'm just literally walking, taking these off. There was like, there wasn't much performance to it, but hopefully that's just because they've cut it really jarringly.
And I think as well, there's a lot to be said in, if you look at something, the way that Drag Race and drag culture in general devours ballroom culture. I think there's a real thing as well that like burlesque is a real fucking elitist and like intricate art. And I think there's a
elitist.
Maybe elitist isn't the right word. No, it kind of is. Like, no, like purist, maybe. It's like the people that do burlesque. It's hours and hours and hours of work in costumes, in performance, everything. And there's a way that Drag Race just like tends to like eat up and swallow these sort of art things of being like, oh, I do burlesque. And it's just like, because they're taking their clothes off and they sort of like sanitize it. That it's like a really, really easy, simple thing to do when it's like, you know, actually the girls that do burlesque, like there's so much more to it than just like you said, like just taking off your clothes. And quite often we see on Drag Race, just sort of people giving a cheeky look and taking off the corset. And then
she did do my least favorite thing in the world.
What
the sort of miming, kind of like, hey, I can't hear you, louder. God, but I loved the ending, the little pose of the rose in the little C-string. And I thought she looked great. I think, I'm going to blame the edit on that. Blame I gave it 7 truffles.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I would give it a 7 as well. Next up, we have Ms. Alyssa Hunter, which I think we might have contrasting views on this.
I had contrasting views on this. First of all, when she first came out and that fucking metal riff was going on, I was like, this is fucking hot as
hell.
And I was really, really enjoying it until she took the coat off to reveal just like the weird kind of like harness skirt, but then she's got no underwear on, so it's just that weird like nude tights with no vagina.
Give us the vagina.
We need the puss. What's wrong with the puss?
We need the illusion.
And then, the fact that she was just like playing that guitar like a little kid with a shovel or something. Yeah. We all thought you were going to be like shredding that thing.
But like your talent can't be miming the guitar. Like, if you're like, that's my talent.
Well, she should have just said she's lip syncing.
Yeah, but it just didn't. I mean, the thing is, I thought the song felt quite like well written. I thought, I was like, okay, like I wouldn't bump it, but like, I was like, okay, this song is like,
okay, I'd love to hear a bit of a heavy guitar on the main stage.
And I thought as a performance, it felt quite well-rounded, but it was just, the guitar was just a real spoiler.
It just took you out of the fantasy.
Yeah, I gave it 6.
But
I like that idea. If that was well done, that would be a great concept for like...
Yeah, up until she just kept the coat on and was just giving like sexy crawling down the stage lip sync and be like, fire.
Next up, we have Kerry Colby.
An angel.
It was just
looking,
so...
Just gazing over our trans flag there, just thinking, wow, this flies for you, baby.
it was, again, like, so exciting. Like, it was so good to watch a talent that you're like, this, I have never seen this. I've never seen anyone skip before, like, competitive skipping. And I was like, this is so much fun. Like,
Although. I do agree that lip sync went on for too long. However, saying that, I could have just watched her lip sync Nicki Minaj for
and I
my
liked
whole life.
As well that she didn't come out. She's so fucking sexy, and I like that she didn't come out and just kind of giving like sexy. It was almost like schoolgirly, playful. Yeah,
I don't think you could do like sexy skipping.
No, but like the lip sync, like she could have come out and been like, "It's about fucking dicks." Do you know what I mean? Like she and she, it was just like there was like a nice light energy to it, which is like okay.
Again, though, I wish they weren't cutting away so much for reactions, because I feel like maybe I just had a shit quality stream, but like I could barely like see the rope or really what was going on. It kept cutting away to the girls, cutting away to Lizzo and stuff. It's like, can I just watch her skip for a second? I couldn't really. Maybe I just had a low quality stream. Yeah,
maybe you were high.
I mean, I was definitely high.
Yeah.
but I couldn't really see the tricks, but I gave it 7 truffles.
I gave it 8. I loved it. Then next up, we have Orion. Can I say, as soon as I saw comedy, I instantly put the kettle on. I was like, going to need a cup of tea for this. You have worms in the brain if you think that a character comedy challenge in the talent show is going to kill.
Well, I mean, it worked for Crystal Method, literally like, doing pretty much the same thing.
Why did she come dressed as June Jay in the entrance look? They're both wearing the same thing. It was honestly like, you know...
Oh, wait. I thought it was about Judy Jay. Who's June Jay?
Judy Jay of BGC fame. Yeah. She's got the voodoo for you bitches. No, I meant June Jambalaya. They both had the same shitty, like, sketty strap, 80s elasticated jumpsuit thing on. It was, you know what I'm like with the comedy, if it's bad. It was like a Russian doll of cringe for me. It was like, stop it. Oh, God. And then when she's like, got on the floor and she was like doing that, like... the in and out weird thing, and everyone was, and then it's cutting away to the judges who look really confused and no one's really laughing. I'm just like, stop. Every single layer is worse and worse and worse. And I was like,
I felt like they like did her dirty on this. I felt like it showed RuPaul laughing 3 or 4 times. It showed the girls laughing. Fair enough. Kerry then in confession was like, what's going on? But like people were laughing, and I think like she had good ideas. I think they just like literally, the way they edited it made it seem like it was the worst thing ever.
So it was like
ever.
No one was really bad enough to give them enough range.
Yeah, so it's like, let's really like eke out the like funny looks and stuff. It's like, she was getting laughs. I think it was just like, it was just very slow and kind of like realistic, awkward comedy. And I don't think that sat right in this scenario.
It was cringe. And once,
I didn't think it was
once
cringe.
Once I'm cringing, I was... And do you know what? The cringe well might have come from the editing, but it was like, because I thought that the room wasn't enjoying it. I was like, I just feel... It's not cringe. I'm not like, you're fucking cringe. You're embarrassing. It's like, I'm cringing for her. I'm like,
but I
feel
like the room was enjoying it. That's what's weird.
Okay.
I gave it 6 truffles.
I gave it 5. Then let's talk about Miss Cornbread.
How clever that you've already cut the track before you've gone in. That's your is your RuPaul. So that's All Stars shit.
She is a she's a celebrated, well-known queen. She already works. She's already on lineups with Drag Race girls. Like, she is smart. Mm. Like, and she just, it was like Liz, I said, it felt like watching a star. It was like, if I saw that at the Grand and she'd come on tour, I'd be like, yes, she's that bitch.
Yeah, again, I could watch her obsessed. All day.
Absolutely obsessed. I gave it 9.
I gave it 8.
And then lastly, but certainly not least, we have Willow Pill. I have not known a moment's peace since this entered my life.
Oh my God.
I've watched it like 20 times.
We are always going to be obsessed with this because we use Only Time by Enya in our own show, yeah, where we do some lovely just
contemplative,
thinking,
yeah, introspective
movement and stuff. So
it was so unhinged. It was whimsical. It still felt like it, there was like beauty. It was so graceful and beautiful, like, but so nuts. Yeah. It was everything I love.
I loved the change from this kind of weird Victorian, like almost like Kate Bushy style nightdress into like the skankiest teeny tiny little swimsuit, but still with the Amish shoes and socks.
It was very GB, that look.
Yeah.
I nearly sent a photo to her saying, she has stolen your body and your lovely stripper wear.
Just literally loved it.
Yeah. Do you know what I loved? RuPaul being like, that's the drag that I come from. It's like, what? Like, we've just seen you on stage in a little I Saw It First pleather number.
That was 70 years ago, though. You've got to give her a chance to wind down over the decades.
So is that the house of drag that you come from? I don't see it, but okay. Yeah, I just literally, I absolutely loved this. I gave it a 10.
I gave it 9.
Yeah, I just thought it was fantastic. And I feel like so excited for the weirdness, but where there is light, there is dark.
The yin and the yang.
Yeah, truly. You speak to the Geminis.
What do you mean by that?
She, well, as you see, like, although she is funny and she's going to be hopefully bringing us great stuff, the girl's in pain. There's a lot of trauma there.
Mm.
She's having a tough time already. There's been like 3 breakdowns in the first episode. So I just hope she's getting adequate care.
Yeah.
And the girls joining around her with love and care.
We love her. We love you.
Yeah.
That will help.
Absolutes.
Right, let's move on to signature show-stopping drag runway. Now, normally we tell each other what we would wear for the runway, but this hasn't got a theme, so it's too broad for me and I didn't do it.
No, we don't have any good drag.
No.
So, I mean, you've
seen it. I mean, in an ideal world.
Can I say, if you give a pig a pancake, all he wants is the syrup.
Just say that. Did you make that up?
No, it's a famous phrase.
Can you give me a similar phrase that says the same thing?
Give
a fisherman a fishing rod.
No, if you give a pig a pancake, all he wants is the syrup, because a pig is a pig and it's never is enough. And what I'm saying that because we are so spoiled with drag now. And like, I was thinking, like, every single look that the queen brought down the runway, fantastic, great. You've put effort into it. It's hard work. But we are so spoiled with drag now that whatever drag we get, we always want more. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Every single time I'm like, oh, this hair could be this bit. And just like, it's really got to a point where we've just had 40,000 seasons and we've seen everything. Everything feels self-referential, that it's just like, it's so hard to bring anything down that runway that people are like, that is amazing.
But if the pig is a pig, why wouldn't it eat the pancake as well if it's so
it
greedy?
Does. If you give a pig a pancake, it wants syrup to go with it because it's a pig.
I've always said all it wants is the syrup. Getting really bogged down with this phrase I've never heard
before. I don't
know
why it's so complicated.
I need to move past it. I don't like it. I won't hear it again.
We just want, the standards are too impossibly high, basically. We just want bigger, we want more innovation, we want more unique. And it's just like, it's so fucking hard because all of this was great, but I didn't get...
We need to put that meme of Sharon in her best drag.
Yeah, exactly. But first up, we have Miss June Jambalaya serving golden jumpsuit.
My thoughts, you ask?
Yeah.
Now, that's a lot of applique.
It is.
She looks gorgeous. I'm sure I would feel gorgeous in that too, but it's not groundbreaking in any way.
It didn't say anything to me. And do you know what didn't? As soon as she came out, I thought, oh, that reminds me of something that Lukey's got. That sort of like applique sort of gold thing that you have, which is from Ali, no?
What, the dress?
No, the sort of, it's the one with the gold all over it that you wore for our show at the vaults. The like with the flared legs.
That's nothing like that.
But that's what it reminded me of. I was like, oh, that's,
yeah, it looks,
it's giving the same sort of zhuzh. Do you know what I mean?
That so has
I was
no like, applique on it.
But it's from Ali.
Yeah, it is.
So I was like, yeah, exactly. So I was like, so if Lukey can look that good in an Ali thing and then you're coming on main stage. I gave it 5.
I gave it a 6.
Okay. Next up, we have Bosco serving horny black.
I mean, obviously, I like this. More horns, kind of giving me Pierre et Gilles meets Dieter.
Pierre et Gilles?
Yeah.
Okay.
I could have done with bigger hair and a bit more going on with the body stocking, but love, 8.5.
I agree. Not groundbreaking, but it was sleek. It was sexy. Again, I agree. My first thought was like, oh, you couldn't have just done a little baby base tease on the wig so that it was a bit too close with the horns. Mm. But I would have liked to see a fluff curl. And also, again, I was thinking Cornbread. I've just seen Cornbread do this in blue better. So it's like, ugh, annoying. And also in the talent show, when they flashed up their photos, Cornbread was in that. So it wasn't Meet the Queens. It was like their promo look. Or I don't know what.
But their promo look is shot after the season. So that's Cornbread stealing Bosco's horns for the
shoot. But it can't
be
because... It
is. They do it after.
But no, I mean, it can't be that the... but it was on the show when the
photo flashed
up. Yeah,
that's the promo looks.
That was the promo looks. Mm. Oh, okay. So, well, yeah. It's just annoying that I'd just seen it 10 minutes before. But yeah, I liked it. I gave it 7.
Next up, Alyssa. That was some gorgeous looking ostrich feathers.
That's some tassels. That's some feathers.
That the feathers were just like glide, like bouncing around, just like zero weight, just like gorgeousness in dreamland.
As our local burlesque expert and accoutrement and trimmings expert, can you let the girls know? Just I think people don't really know how expensive ostrich feathers are.
I don't fucking know. I can't afford it.
Okay. So I was looking the other day at. You can get like different like ply feathers, and like I imagine that like something on a costume like that is like probably like 20 ply or something, like one ply for a meter.
What's ply? Like how many bits come off the main branch of it?
Yeah. So like how thick the density of it basically. And you can always tell like one ply would be like what you'd get on shitty like sort of like Smithies outfits or whatever.
Did they even get ostrich on Smithies?
No, but I mean just like in feathers in general, but like actual ostrich feathers, like I saw a photo the other day of this burlesque girl that I follow, and she was like, finally, I've managed to complete my, this has been my whole isolation project.
For the last like 2 years.
Yeah. And she was like, and finally, just because I can never afford to buy any of it altogether. And she said on this outfit that was like, it wasn't even like, wasn't covered in feathers.
You're not even that feathery.
It covered in feathers. She said it's got £600 worth of ostrich feathers on. Damn. And it's like the trim, like it was trimmed in it. Like it wasn't like, and I was just
not like that fucking hat.
Fuck. Yeah. So ostrich feathers are expensive. Not that we judge drag by how expensive it is, but it is just something to note.
Well, yeah.
That was opulent. I just wrote, it looks so expensive.
Yeah.
I gave it 7.
Oh, I nearly burped then. I do normally love nude. But
you
this,
do, and nude and sparkle.
Yeah, but this was just a bit too close to like the hair and stuff. I would have really loved it if it was like a rich jewel tone or something.
Can I give you a secret?
No.
I can't. I watched it
I don't
last
hear
night.
It.
And, I watched it last night and I can't remember what, I can't envisage the look now. I can't picture it.
It's kind of like full length, My Fair Lady, like an asymmetric umbrella. Like satin umbrella thing.
Yeah.
But it was kind of like an orangey nude, and then her skin's kind of a bit orangey and the hair was
too
orange.
Wishy-washy.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I gave it a 7.5.
Okay. Next up, we have Miss Kerry Colby serving you fur coat and no knickers.
First off, that graphic pink eyeliner was so
heaven.
Fit.
Absolute heaven.
Gorgeous. But the thickness and fullness and realness of that coat, like it actually, I was shocked by how
repulsed.
Like moved by it I was, just like, yeah. Oh my god, that's horrible.
Yeah, I think I'm not 100% sure, but I think the coat is D squared. I think I've seen it before on something. I think it's D squared and basically not really any, apart from like Hermes, not really any luxury fashion houses use fur anymore. Like most of them have moved away from it just because it's fucking rank.
And that's a horrible thing, that most stuff on AliExpress, if it's got fur, is normally real fur because it's cheaper, which is gross.
Isn't that so? Well, that's the problem that's happening now, isn't it? That like with because people don't use because people don't use real fur as much at all anymore, and people, it's like really coming out of style, that it's becoming so much cheaper to, because people, there's not so much a luxury market for it anymore because people be throwing tins of paint at you on the street, you know?
But I loved the whole look. It's like, what, naked dress, thigh-high boots and fur coat? Are you joking? Like, fuck yeah.
And also a dress that's covered in K's, that felt very targeted at you.
It did. It really did. So loving all of the, loving not only the KKK jokes, but the cotton picking jokes.
I mean! I wanted to see the underneath look so much more. I just wish she'd taken the coat off just as she just like left or something. Yeah, because I was like, that's a really fucking good look, isn't it? And I was just a bit like, come on, give me more. But I gave it 8.
I gave it 8.5.
8.5? Okay. And just to mention, that was my highest of all of the 8, which a bit disappointing, actually, for not disappointing, but I was just hoping there would be a stunner.
I was thinking maybe people don't agree with me, but I feel like the strongest looks you need to have on Drag Race is your promo look, your finale look, and your entrance look.
But that's three of the same thing. Just that general drag.
Yeah, but still, like, I feel like people aren't really doing that, the show-stopping entrance looks anymore. And I feel like that's maybe because I think RuPaul's not going to see it or judge it. But it feels like that should be like the main one. That's how you're introducing yourself to the world, pretty much.
No, agreed. That's when you get your memes. Next up, we have Orion serving retro tri-breast.
Okay, so I love the 3 boobs.
Yeah.
The wig was cute. That's actually kind of what I want to do with that peachy sherbet, how's your head one, the Claremont twins one. Shout out to the girls. I liked the mushroom idea and the spory fingers.
Yeah.
But just the whole thing together.
Lacked finesse.
Just weren't really for me.
Did you notice the weird little biscuit kickers too?
No, luckily.
Oh, the BKs. I know that Maggie did. Our intern Maggie.
What do they look like?
They're just fucking gross. They're just really ugly, really ugly little glittery biscuit kickers. And I thought, you're better than that, Orion. I want to say that tri-breast has been done more than once. Obviously, Evie Oddly did it. But I want to say it's been done more than once. It's definitely been done on Dragula as well. Like, I just think it was done. If you're going to give me 3 breasts, give me 3 full swollen breasts, not like weird little suckers at the front.
Hey, we don't judge people based on their breast size.
But they weren't that's what I mean. Like, they can be small breasts. I don't care about the size, but they were all pointing at the front like puppy, like dog nipples.
Puppy nipples.
Like dog nipples. They were like pointing at the front. They weren't like, they didn't look like breasts. They looked like a weird, like a necklace or something. It was very weird.
I think you need to look at some boobs, honey. You've been out of the game too long.
How dare you?
I gave 6 truffles.
I gave 7, which seems too much.
Seems Jenno.
And then next up we have Cornbread serving Sparkle Nation. Now I'm interested to hear what you thought about this.
Very into the Grace Jones fantasy for her, but I do agree that she needed a bit of balance up top.
Same.
And I hated that white shoe with it.
Straight away I was thinking how gorgeous it would have been if she'd had sort of like a pillar headdress a la Grace.
Well, like that massive high top.
Yeah, then with the draping around the head and stuff, that would have been heaven. But someone took themselves to Miami because that BBL was BBLing. When she turned around, I mean, I'm sure it's all natural, but the curve of the body, oh, it was like a Coke bottle.
Really? Heaven. I thought it was like weird body.
Wow.
Yeah, I thought like the legs
come natural.
The legs coming out looked weird.
That's why I said BBL. Giant butt, tiny legs. But I just loved, like, say what you want about the bitch, whether she was out. It's nice to see giant shape.
But like when you see Lizzo killing it on the giant, are we going with giant shape? I don't know.
I just mean giant shape as in like, because she has waist, then the butt is so astronomically huge. It's cartoonish. I gave it a 7.
I gave it a 7.
And I thought she was just shimmering and it looked like sort of like oily water.
Lovely. But that shoe though.
I can't remember the shoe.
It was a bright white pump.
Yeah, but you know that hookers wear pumps. So? I love a white pump.
Yeah, but it didn't go.
Okay. Then last up we have Willow Pill serving green legs and ham.
Well, yeah, definitely ham. She'd been smuggling a couple of Ibericos down each leg.
Ibericos?
down the deli.
It was giving me Scarlet Harlot PTSD with them, the hair and then the headphones. You remember she did
that?
Yeah.
I really love the jacket, like hella 80s, very nice. But, well, I can say I wish the leggings fit better, but they couldn't because they had two giant pieces of deer down each one.
I didn't love this, to be honest. And I really, I want to love everything she
does. It's just giving me slight River Medway vibes. Like, we're going to love her in the first episode and then just her fashions don't follow through. But I don't believe that because her Instagram is popping.
Yeah. And also as well, like, I didn't love it, but like, I didn't love it, but I still liked it.
It's weird. We're obsessed with her. Yeah. There's going to be no... She can't do anything wrong now.
It was still weird. I like that she had a weird hair colour, weird style. Like, it was just all... It all worked for me. And just, like, the weird green hands and legs. But I didn't love it.
I love going on... Do you know what I love about her?
What?
People have been, like, cussing her the whole time, throughout the whole episode. Like they were all being a bit nasty to her pre-talent show, like, when she's in her flip-flops. And then, like, Michelle's there going, like... how dare you, and all that green, but she just laughs at everything. Like, Paul Brace would be like, yeah, watch out for this one with her beach shoes, and she's just creasing. Like,
and she's never once as well been nasty back. She's not shady. Like, yeah,
yeah, she's like, this is just stupid, isn't
cute,
it?
Cute little girl.
Love you.
I gave it 8. That's a lie. I gave it 6. Sorry, I gave it 6. 8. Okay, let's talk Zinger and Minger. That's this part in, you know, season 4. We haven't addressed that we're back and it's season 4. We're on our 4th season. I just did. And we, at the end of the runway, we do a Zinger and Minger where we, as unqualified wig stylists, talk about what really zinged for us and, unfortunately, what really minged for us. And my Zinger was, I'm not going to lie, it was SPs out here. It was the Slim Pickens.
And you did it just from the final runway, not
I
the whole
episode. I did it just from the final runway. Same. And I did think afterwards maybe I should have done the full thing. But my zinger was Bosco's horny little number. Now, I, as a unqualified wig stylist, would have taken it and changed it quite a bit. But it was the only one that I thought, oh, I'd probably like to wear that.
For me, the zinger would be Orion's cutesy little flippy the side part. Number. Yeah.
Okay. And my minger was... Unfortunately, Junie J's flat little shaky Evamonos number.
Evamonos?
That means go, no?
Oh, Vamonos. Yeah,
give it go.
I thought you like Evamonos.
No, shake Evamonos.
Oh, sure. My Minger had to be Willows for that, the colour of it.
Oh, I really liked the colour. That was my favourite thing about it.
I did.
Sort of like bile green. Mm. And then we head over to the critiques.
Lizzo was so good when, like, it kind of seemed like June's critiques was over, and then she was like, are you having a moment? And then just literally, like, turned June's whole mood around, and it ended up being like a lovely day for her.
She's such a gorgeous person. I loved that, like, straight out the, it, like, I would be so overwhelmed to meet her because I just feel like she, like, comes across as, like, so lovely. Mm. And I loved that, like you said, like, June was really kind of torn apart a bit, and then she was like, I can tell that you might be going home. I can tell that this is not a good week for you and you haven't killed it. And she was like, let me give her something. You could tell that she was like, let me fill her up. And she did. Gorgeous.
Let's get one bit that I'm sure you fell off your chair to. And that is the unspoken multicultural, multi-ethnicity, people for like, oh, Michelle Visage, not understanding black folks. I was like, what? I got it.
That was nearly my rose for the entire episode. She thought she was really coming in hot with them ice cold critiques as usual, weren't she? Like, let Michelle Visage lay it down to you, because if there's one person that knows drag, it is this judge.
Well, she knows everything.
It is this judge who has never done drag but has worked with every material. She has been every race. She's sung every song. She's danced every dance. And then it just felt so good because it was like she just let her ass hang out so much that she was like, yeah, like, my critique is that, like, I didn't really, like, understand it, don't get it. And then just every single person of colour on the thing just turned against her.
Well, yeah, Lizzo was like, hang on, don't you talk about Markel Cornbread like that.
Yeah, it was like,
and then Michelle,
some things aren't for you. Hush, little white lady. Like, her flow was impeccable. Like, she was so fucking good. And it was like, maybe you just don't like rap.
I'm
a straight up rapstress.
Is she a straight up rapstress?
She's done it all, Barney. You name it. She's the queen of it.
Yeah, well, true. That was like... just such a fantastic moment. It was just like real humbling shit.
Yeah,
take a slice of that pie, honey.
I haven't seen RuPaul this animated
in
years.
About Willow Pill.
Yeah, talking about.
He was looking at him with the sort of sociopathic glee of just being like, we're going to get some good TV from you, aren't we?
Who was the last one we were like,
let me soak up your misery.
Who was the last person we were like, look how RuPaul looks at them, like, he wants to wear your skin.
Oh, yeah.
Was it like Simone or?
No, it was like,
Sinno.
I mean, he was like that with Crystal. Crystal Method.
Yeah, a little bit. But that was more...
Oh, it was in UK, wasn't it? River. When he was just like, looking at him, just like...
No, there was someone else. Oh, maybe I'll remember. I mean, yeah, I definitely won't.
And you won't put a picture of it up on the
board. I will not. No. I refuse.
But then we head into
Silence, RuPaul. I've heard enough.
Yeah. Oh, he's from that sort of school of comedy, though, isn't he?
He's wacky.
We head into the results. We head into Untucked. I'm going to tell you who won.
Well, I'll tell you the safe queens first are Willow, Bosco, okay. Kerry, and Alyssa.
Did that feel right for you?
Yeah.
And what about the winner?
Yeah.
Yeah. The winner was Cornbread, and I thought absolutely fucking deserved. There wasn't any for me like slamming runway looks. Like, I wasn't like wowed by anyone.
No.
Liked hers, and her performance was 100% the best. So that all felt right for me. Mm. And can we take a moment to talk about trans excellence? So Kerry Colby wins the mini challenge and Cornbread wins the main challenge.
Well, yes, because... Amongst all of this Maddie Morphosis heat.
Oh, fuck, I forgot about that.
It's very been overlooked that, yeah, we've got two beautiful black trans women straight up. I mean, thank you, Gia Gunn. Appreciate
it. Thank you so much.
But, like, Gia Gunn. I knew Kerry was a trans icon, but I didn't know Cornbread was, like, before going in.
Did you know Cornbread before?
No.
Okay.
But then, or everything just got taken over by. Maddie Morphosis, and I didn't really know at all. So let's get some shine on the honeys.
Absolutely. And I think that this was actually going to be my rose, but let's talk about it now while we're on it. It's just so, I don't want to be like, oh, thank you so much for the scraps of giving our community what they deserve. But like, it's just, I kind of like how under the radar it's gone now, that it's like, it's not even up for debate anymore. It's like, right, you've had now on seasons that are introducing fresh new queens. Mm. You've had Mick, like, got me, just went straight in, top three. It was
top me. I wish.
Ugh, me too.
Sweet.
But we're now just in a landscape where it's not really even talked about and made a big deal of. Like, obviously, Kerry was like, look at my entrance look. Like, but even in their Meet the Queens, like, I'm not sure whether Kerry referenced being trans, and I don't think Cornbread did. Mm. And it's just like,
Should I have to?
Yeah. Let's not talk about it. It's such a boring thing when literally every single major city's drag community has multiple drag kings, drag trans non-binary artists. So it's just like, okay, like, let's just stop this conversation and let's just move on with the times. Which means that, how would you feel now that we've got our first hetero, which we'll talk about next week, how would you feel about the inclusion of drag kings? Do you think the world, I don't mean you personally, I know you'd be into it, but like, do you think the world of Drag Race is ready for it?
I don't see why not.
No.
If they're good, like, if you're going to do it, like, do a Victoria Scone, like, choose someone who's going to, like, represent their community.
Do you know what
excellent.
I'd fucking love? Imagine if Landon Cider applied.
I mean, I don't think they would.
No, I don't think they would. But imagine if, like, because they were so groundbreaking on Dracula, like, and been like, even on Dracula, it was kind of like, oh, we've got, like, a king that is at the top of their motherfucking game, and they were obviously so incredible.
And a lovely lesbian also.
They're such an amazing artist. Imagine if they were like, I've won Dracula. Like, I think I'm going to go do Drag
I'm
Race
doing the
now.
Set.
Yeah.
I wonder, what do they call it when you get...
EGOT.
Yeah, what do you get? Like, the D? Oh, it's double D. Yeah, I got a couple of double Ds, honey.
They'll get RuPaul's crown, they get the Boulay Brothers crown, then they're going to do Celebrity MasterChef.
No, they're going to come to Truffle Pigs, Padge.
Oh, please.
The entrance fee is a snog.
Oh, please.
We just want to snog everyone. Fuck
right,
you, should
we talk the lip sync? Because
let's talk the lip sync. I didn't enjoy it.
Can I just say the switcheroo of the wig from the same colour? Stop it.
And don't downgrade from a lovely, cute hairstyle to just like whatever that was.
Junie's cozy falling apart on its premiere outing. Not really the look.
Oh, I thought she was trying to rip the chiffon off so she could use her arms.
I thought she
better.
Stood on it and it ripped off.
Haha. I mean, that's what I would be trying. I would be like, get these fucking things off
my
arms.
I've taken them off before that, like, it's not useful to you. They don't, like, create.
I don't think you're allowed to, because you know, something like with the infamous River Medway and Teresa, they just had to stand there. Then when the song started, like, both of them were doing
their
thing.
Well, I would have tied it or something. Mm. Like, I would have made it better for myself, that because it was literally trailing on the floor underneath. It was just like, it's a hot mess. And it's like, after we've had, first of all, the entrance look, which was like, that needed a lot of tweaking, and then you've had the headband and stuff, it's like, okay, so there's a real lack of
attention to detail here. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I just felt like neither of them had the vibe of the song right. June was like way too aggressive, and then
I thought Miss Jumba had the right NRG at bits.
Sorry, I hope you can't hear my belly. Then it was literally like the longest growl ever. But like when Lizzo was singing it back, she still had the same passion, but it was a lot lighter.
Yeah,
and June's was like angry.
She was fighting for her life out there. Like.
Yeah, and then Orion was just giving me Orion was just giving me like drag 101, like the,
I thought she
the classic moves.
Don't you dare.
But there was a lot of like right arm to the, like it just seemed like a lot of like sort of I don't know what the phrase I'm trying to look for, but just kind of like by drag by numbers, here's the moves.
Sure. I thought though that it definitely, as soon as it started, I was like, I feel like June is going to be better at this song because she seems like she's got the energy of the song a bit better than Orion, who was trying to give you a bit quirky weird.
Mm.
But then I did think Orion actually put up quite a good fight. Like I thought she was like, she didn't go down. Like, I mean, I didn't love it. I didn't love the song actually as a lip sync because it didn't really go anywhere.
Yeah. I didn't know it either.
And I also thought this is a bit too close to call. I didn't really know who was going to go home, to be honest.
I thought June was going
to
take
you?
It.
Did you? Well, spoiler, June stayed. And we said goodbye to Orion.
We did. Which I felt a shame.
Which leads us neatly on to the Rose and Thorn. And I need to say my thorn for the episode was that Orion went.
Yeah, when it's these small groups, it feels really like aggressive to let anyone go, like after they've worked so hard.
And I thought that Orion has a really like specific and unique perspective on drag. Everything that they'd done thus far had been like interesting, and I'd been interested in. Yeah, we said it did lack a bit of polish, like not polish, like
finishing.
Yeah,
details.
Like finishing. But it was interesting, and I would have much actually rather seen Orion stay.
Yeah.
Which is, so that's my thorn. But sorry, this is the point of the episode where we see our Rose and Thorn, which is our favourite and our least favourite thing of each episode. So my thorn was Orion going and someone, just losing someone who was interesting. Mm. What was your thorn, Luke's?
Just a kind of lacklustre first lip sync.
Okay.
In the whole sense of it.
You wanted to come with the heat and they did not. Let's talk Rose. What was your Rose of the show?
Just being so surprised and hoodwinked by Willow.
I had mine was a twofer. As I said, it was that our trans performers are just side by side as it should have been from the very beginning. And it's just like it's now fully integrated, fully accepted. And then my second was just Willow as an entity.
Yeah.
What? Obsessed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And one of the two trees I'd like to be buried in, if I can move past that giant fetus thing.
I can't believe that you did. Tell the dolls.
Well, I always thought when I die, I want to be
put... We're giving it 3 to 5 business working days.
Oh, please. Yeah. I'm about to premium rush that.
Yeah.
I've seen the things where they basically put you in like the roots of a tree. So I thought I'd always want to be like a palm tree or a willow tree, a weeping willow.
Yeah, of course. In true you style, either Miami, hot fuego, or miserable.
Well, we had a willow tree in our house in Labatt Grove.
Lush.
Well, in the garden. What am I talking about?
The lounge. Where am I? The trees are being buried.
Oh, yes. Tree. But I thought it would just be like your ashes in like a little pack. And then Barney showed me that it's basically, they put your like naked dead... Sorry, my belly's grown.
Oh my God, that is so loud.
They put your like naked dead body in a fetal position.
In a sack?
Yeah.
Like a grow bag?
Like a giant baby. And to me, that's really like put a gross downer on it.
And it's your decaying body that's feeding the trees and that takes all the nutrients from your body as it decays.
See, that's what I like, but I just don't like the idea.
And the roots grow through you.
Yeah, that's fine. I just don't like the idea of someone bundling up my greasy... dead body.
It'll be me.
Oh, maybe
that's
all right then.
Yeah, it'll be me that has to pile you off the floor, dust you off, and put a set of lashes on you, and a French tip on hand. Come on,
my toes as well.
Yeah, of course.
For Jesus.
I want to be made into a diamond.
Oh, that's lovely.
There
was this girl in my college that was like, yeah, when I die, I want to be cremated, and I want to have my friends smoke me in a spliff. It's like, you will have no friends.
That is butters.
In fact, when I worked at the tattoo shop, a few times people would be like, can you put my friend, lover, family member's ashes in the ink and you tattoo me with that?
And they said no.
Some places do do it, but
so dirty,
it's disgusting, yeah. I think. So just like,
surely does it not get infected?
Yeah, well, you'd think so. So we all just like, no, like we don't want to put additional foreign bodies, literal foreign bodies in your body.
That is, that's absolutely fucking disgusting.
Yeah. Sorry if you've got it out there, anyone, but it ain't for me.
What we should do is make a promise to each other that we'll do suppositories. And whoever dies first, we'll just do a little suppository, pop it up the Samantha Janus, and just have it inside, just hold it inside you for a day at least, okay. And let it dissolve.
All right.
Let it dissolve into the walls. Listen, season four, we're back. It's better than ever, drunker than ever. I'm hungrier than ever, apparently.
Oh, and I'm really needing the weeer than ever.
Oh, she'd be bouncing. thanks for joining us for the first episode back. Love you, gals. And we'll see you. We're going to be doing each Monday, aren't we? We are a little bit late because we couldn't decide whether we were going to do the US or whether we were going to do the UK versus. And it turns out that everyone's so fucking obsessed with this one that we were like, we got to do this.
We might do a little cheeky roundup of the other one.
Who knows? We might be talking about Real Housewives of Miami as well. Who knows?
Please tell your friends. Subscribe if you haven't. If you have... You're one of the special ones.
Right. Love you, gals.
Bye.
Bye.